best protection against Omicron is getting a booster shot, whether the vaccines we have are capable of dealing with this virus, particularly if the boosters we're trying to get everyone to get. So I think the jury's still out. I think it's a little early to make that judgment.
London's burning! London's burning!
Everybody's driving with full headlight. Black or white, you're turning on your face of new religion. Everybody's sitting around watching television. London burns.
We're boredom now.
London burns.
No, 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 no.
London's burning.
We're boredom now.
London's burning.
No, 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 no.
I'm up and down a west white, in and out the light. What a great traffic system.
Thomas Paint Podcast, Paint in the Morning. What's going on?
What the hell?
I was trying to squeeze it all in. Before that kicked in, I didn't pull it off. We got so much jammed into this one. I don't know if we're going to be able to pull it off. I'm trying to do it in 2.5-3 hours. I don't know. I think if we don't fuck around and get started.
Shut up.
You think you're sitting here in your safe European home or your safe Mediterranean home or your safe U.S. home? You're wrong. We're doing something a little departure tonight, trying something different. You know, we all must evolve in our understanding as investigators and in our understanding of how schemes likewise unravel, likewise the road before us as investigators, as sleuths, whether professional or amateur, etc. How the road sometimes unrolls in front of you and how you must follow it. So we're doing that here. And the scheme is so complex, the COVID-con, Omicron, scamdemic, etc. We're going to continue to follow that. We're going to have a hell of a year. We're going to probably say some things that you might not agree with at the outset, but you'll come around. Or you'll leave and you'll come back. People do that too.
I'm out of here. You're insane.
6 months later, you know, you were right. What did I miss? Oh, you missed a lot. We'll get you caught up, etc. At the end, we have videos for you to kick off some crazy stuff. We'll do ease our way into it, have a little bit of fun. Yesterday's show was a lot of fun. A lot of kudos from folks. Hey, sometimes, you know, everything clicks. You read stuff, you're ad-libbing, you're vamping. The one-liners are hitting and stuff like that. Other days are more serious. That's a good thing about this show. You never know what's going to happen because I don't know what's going to happen. I do know that we have some good videos for you, and we have, at the end of the show, there are two videos I like so much from two different doctors that, and I'll set it up when we get to it, and different outlooks that you're not seeing other places. That's what I want to present to you, that are valid, and that are setting the stage for the rest of 2022 and beyond on the way this is going. I like people that are out in front of the curve, so to speak, out in front of the pack. That's where I like to be. And anytime I find somebody out here wandering around in the desert waiting for everybody to catch up, well, I'm happy to feature them and what they're saying because it is prophetic, no doubt. Now, a lot of screens here, multiple keyboards, mouses. Would it be considered mice? I'm not sure. Shout out to the folks on Pain.tv, a growing community, and we understand why. There's so much stuff going on there. You really should just stick your head in. You know, maybe we'll do something where it's like, okay, you come in for a couple days and you can have a money-back guarantee or some gimmick like that, I guess. I really have not had to do that. People come and they stay, but I would like to have more people over there because somebody said to me the other day, they pulled up, I'm in a mood to fucking rock and roll. I mean, we've been kicking ass here all fucking day, prepping this show and other stuff. Really, really. Somebody said they can't believe all the folks. Let's see. All the folks that are so civil on Pain.tv and so respectful of each other. It's like it was in the 1990s when this whole thing started. AOL on these places like this, right? Hey, what can I tell you, man? They are good. And there's a lot of self-policing, too. Some people get out of line and they get smacked back. Not by me. And not by the Young Bucks. I mean, we are way too busy to play grab ass on this platform and babysit people. So there's a lot of babysitting going on, self-governing. It's the way it should be. Some people get a little fired up and out of hand. They get reeled back in one way or another. Everybody has a bad day. Everybody's entitled to a bad day. Some people feel that they might be entitled to a bad year. But it really is. It's truly stunning. And the membership's growing. And it's really helped fill in the gaps for us. And also, as far as support and patronage, and then also a fantastic resource. We see stuff on here, we're like, hey, that's crazy. I didn't see that anywhere else. And you're getting a lot of that, and that's when things get cool, when it turns into like an intel operation. And we're taping a little bit late tonight. We had just so much to do. I didn't get started, and we were checking out these videos, clipping these videos for later in the show. And, you know, one of the things I want to do as I look at Pain.tv while I'm scrolling other people's going back and forth talking to each other. One of the things I want to do is feature things and feature people that by the time their videos come out, right, it can be banned or thrown off different platforms and things like that. Because that goes on a lot. Of course, shadow banning. And or people that never really get a lot of traction. Because, like I said earlier, on Twitter, and I think I posted it on Pain.tv too. Be careful what you see on Twitter from folks with blue check marks. Double and triple check it always. They don't give those check marks out to truth tellers. You can read between the lines all you want with that. But and it's meant specifically for you to do that and to second guess these so-called approved influencers. Oh, they're approved. You might want to check out who approved them first. What do we got here? So thanks on pain.tv and check it out. We got another hot wire coming. The last hot wire is still smoking. And the next one coming on the weekend, I would anticipate. And the weekend's creeping up. I mean, shit, it's already Wednesday. And we have Marie Albany's coming back on Friday. We have a couple other things cooking that could be very interesting. It's always a lot of things going on here. And as now that we have a new pain.tv app where people can carry this around on their phone, things are really jamming. And we will continue with interviews and rolling out different people you haven't heard of, from, with important voices and important messages. You know, if you always hear from the same so-called experts, maybe you're not getting the full scoop. Maybe they're being paid to mislead, etc. So if you Gen Xers out there, like myself, who don't take shit, are we the last generation not to take any shit from people? You know what I mean? In the 80s, born in the 70s and grew up in the 80s. Because whatever has happened after this. Of course, my sons are Generation Zers, I guess. They don't take a shit either. And we skip a generation or two here and there when it comes to them. These might be the folks that save our bacon, the young bucks in their 20s. Of course, it always starts at home. You can't really put a blanket on people, stereotype one way or another. It starts at home. Speaking of starting at home, you're going to want to keep tabs on this podcast and on this pain.tv platform in 2022. We are going to ramp things up a little bit and have some fun. We're also going to go on the road, I think. That's being planned out. If you want us to come to your town or something, shoot me a note and tell me what's going on in your town. Maybe we can swing by that way. I don't know what we're doing. I know we're going to Vegas. And there's a lot of things, a lot of moving parts we're trying to figure out. It seems like the first national Thomas Paine podcast road trip should probably start in the desert. And then wherever it goes from there, who knows? But that seems, and we're working on that right now. It's going to be fun, too. I think it's going to be fun. I hope it's going to be fun and informative. And I'm really at my best when I'm on the road. And I'm on the street. I like talking to people. I like shooting the shit. I get stuff out of people, and it's just natural. It's not any trickery or anything. I like talking to people, and I can read people fast, and I know my way around the street, and I'm a natural. I feel like I'm in my natural habitat. People who have watched me in the past on we did shows with Jason Goodman out on the street chasing McCabe around, looking for McCabe the one show, and running into all kind of roadblocks and stuff. And Jason was very militant with different people and political operatives. And I was just laid back and pumping them for information and stuff and getting so much out of them. And also the times I've been on the street in New York City and same kind of thing, just bebopping around, just loose and comfortable in your own skin on the street, comfortable on the street. You know, most people, some people, not most, but I say some. My wife's one. She went to school 2 years in New York City when I was at Rutgers. I was right across the bridge. Of course, I was in New York City with her. I didn't spend much time in Jersey. You can ask my professors about that. They'll tell you. Hey, I still graduated with honors. Relax. I know that's important to people these days, right? Give me a break. She was very uneasy on the street because she's from the burg. You know what I mean? She's a Yinzer out near Pittsburgh, Steel Town girl. And I taught her, hey, man, you have to project a little bit of confidence out here. At the same time, be cool on the outside, even if on the inside you think it's total chaos. You can't show it or you're going to have problems because they picked that up. So you ride in the subway. You know, we're a Spanish Harlem. 2 years in Spanish Harlem, the 34th precinct in New York City, the toughest per capita highest homicide rate. Washington Heights and stuff. Right down the street. A block or two from where Malcolm X was gunned down and assassinated. And so it's tough sometimes for Whitey to navigate the neighborhoods like that. But let me tell you, the people are fantastic up there. Fantastic. And if you show folks respect, and you show the streets respect, more than likely you get it back. Oh, that's then, though. This is now. Some breaking news, perhaps. I don't know if this is broken or not. But I just got this from one of our Harrisburg contacts, and it's very interesting. I don't know if this is news or not, because I'm thinking it probably is. But we'll break it one way or another. It's going to be news to you because it's news to me. And I don't know what time this went out, this letter. But you have a letter here. Philadelphia is so fucking bad and chaotic with this DA Larry Krasner, who was installed by everybody's favorite Sith Lord, George Soros. Jake Corman, the president pro tempore of the state Senate. Okay? This is crazy. He has written, Speaker of the House of Rep in Pennsylvania, Majority Leader, House of Rep in Pennsylvania, and the chair of the House Judiciary Committee, moving to impeach and remove Philadelphia District Attorney Larry Krasner. Now, I don't know if this letter, again, is private. I'm thinking it is, because my contact said, this is all yours, it's not on background, and you can use it, but use it fast. So we're doing that. In the interest of curbing the lawlessness and current surge in violent crimes in the city of Philadelphia, I'm requesting the House of Representatives begin impeachment proceedings against Philadelphia County District Attorney Larry Krasner using the House of Representatives authority under Article 11, Subsection 4 of the Constitution of Pennsylvania. The recent spike in violent crime is a direct result of D.A. Krasner's failed policies and his refusal to perform the duties of his office to hold criminals accountable for the crimes and that they commit. His decision to allow more and more criminals to walk free through plea deals and dismiss charges has created an environment in which Philadelphians are no longer safe in their own homes and communities. That cites the crime statistics under D.A. Krasner's tenure in office are extremely alarming. Now, this is fucking crazy. I know of no other place where they're moving to impeach the DA in a major city, the state legislature. In 2021, Philadelphia set an all-time record for homicides. More than 550 Pennsylvanians killed in the city last year alone, although police made the highest number of arrests last year for violent gun crimes since 2015. According to the Philadelphia Citizen, the DA's own data shows that his office has withdrawn or dismissed more violent gun cases every single year he's been in office. Since 2015, just 21% of the shootings in the city have led to criminal charges. Can you believe this? 21%. You go out and you shoot. 80% of the shootings in the city. No criminal charges. It's like the fucking Wild West down there. We won't go down there. And I won't allow anybody in the crew to go down there. The young bucks to stay out of the city. We're going out. Are you coming out? We're going out. Saturday night, we're going. You're not going to the city, right? I'm like an old man. Guys aren't going to the city, right? Oh, please, Dad. Please. No. And of that 21% we spoke about, less than one-tenth of the cases have resulted in a conviction. It's chaos. It's fucking run by and for the criminals. Our own colleagues in the General Assembly are not immune to this epidemic of violence. Senator Sheriff Street's family suffered a terrible tragedy in July when his cousin was murdered. His office was also struck by bullets during another shooting last month. In addition, Representative Mary G. gay scandal and was carjacked at gunpoint in December. Despite the recent crime wave, D.A. Krasner has not accepted responsibility for his failure to prosecute criminals, nor has he taken any new steps to keep dangerous criminals behind bars. He doesn't care. He's just like the criminals in New York City, running New York City. They don't care. They want the lawlessness. They're communists. As recently as last month, Krasner shockingly insisted at a press conference that the city did not have a crisis of lawlessness. Pennsylvania cannot turn a blind eye to D.A. Krasner's clear dereliction of duty. Meaningful action must be taken to restore a sense of security to the communities and families that have been negatively impacted by his negligence. Think about living near a major city and going to and taking your kids to it for years, etc. A cultural hub, and then all of a sudden, you hit a light switch. Oh, we can't go down there. Goes on and on, just a couple more paragraphs, but Jake Corman, president pro tempore, state senator, 34th district. That's going down. Let's see how it shakes out. That's what it's come down to. And he was just reelected, okay? 67% of the cement heads in Philadelphia reelected him. How do you get these people out of there? How do you get urchins out of office when urchins are voting them in and gutter snipes are voting them in and paid? And today you don't even know if it's real. You don't know if it's real. If the elections are real, there's no integrity. You can't tell. It's madness. First videotape. So I think that's breaking news, perhaps. We'll have to check it out after the show. I'll share it with you because the last thing we shared, one of the last things we shared from that source was on election night 2020. They suspended our Twitter account. Of course, it was spot on, the news. 7:30 at night we broke it. I've never seen a tweet like that. I mean, we've had hundreds, probably thousands of viral tweets in my Twitter career. I've never seen one like that take off. It was, I was like 5,000 retweets in 3 minutes. I mean, they shut that fucking thing down fast. They were like, this dude gets suspended. Nothing goes in. And it was at the Pennsylvania, Pennsylvania was going to be suing for election improprieties, but and they were prepping the suit for that night, for election night, but around 10 or 11 o'clock. And I tweeted it out based on our sources. And then Twitter came back and said, that's unproven and false information, and the polls are still open. I said, it's not false information. And they suspended me. And I had to click a button. You click a button. It's like, if you agree that you were suspended and you want to get right back in action 12 hours from now, you have to click this button. I said, I'm not clicking any fucking button. I'm going to appeal it. And we showed that the lawsuit was filed and everything we said 6 hours previous when we got suspended, everything we said was right on the money. There were lawsuits. There's a paper trail of everything we said. And they still said it was misinformation. I said, you guys are fucked up. What do you mean it's misinformation? It's right here. It's right here. There's a lawsuit based on this, that the Democrats were cheating. That's what the tweet was about. No. Fucking alternate universe. These people are an alternate universe. And why? Because they are on the intellectual par of D.A. Larry Krasner, who's a crazed communist. Plain and simple. And they want, these guys want the Soroses of the world. They want it all to collapse. You know why? We'll talk about it. I saw the story the Young Bucks put together that the millionaires and the billionaires are raking it in. Are you? Are you raking it in? No, it's at your expense, by the way. So, how about a little exodus? Because that's what's happening. People are moving the hell out of the cities. Now, I'm glad I remembered to work that in, because, you know, when Good sources send you good intel. They get a little pissed if you don't use it. Now let's talk about some of the cement heads that we regularly talk about. I think the first, let's go to the White House press room for the first video clip. Let's go to the videotape.
The second question is that in light of President Biden's first year coming to a close, the data indicates that he spent a quarter of his days, at least partially, in Delaware. In light of that, will the White House be reconsidering the decision not to release visitor log information from his Delaware residences?
Well, the president goes to Delaware because it's his home. It's also where his son and his former wife are buried.
I want to sing y'all a little song called What Did the Bitch Say When She Walked in the Motherfucking Door?
What did the bitch say when she walked in the door? MF and door. It was the best part of the clip. We found this. What? First of all, there are no visitors logs. The media is way behind on this. We're 8 months ahead of everybody on this. We have people. We have police guys I came up with. And their kids now are on the force. We all played hockey together. Kids played hockey together. Get all kind of reports, man. Right down the road. We're in the same hood as this maniac. There's no visitor logs. There's no visitor logs to get. And the White House media, the fucking lapdogs, it's taken them a year to figure this out. There's no visitor logs down in Greenville, Delaware. There's no visitor logs in Rehoboth. There's no visitor logs at the Carlisle Group over the holidays, where the Bidens were holed up. They make a big deal out of renting out the Lincoln bedroom back in the day. The Bidens were staying in a billionaire fucking compound. Oh, that's a good idea, right? There are visitor logs at Camp David, but he doesn't go to Camp David that much. He goes there a lot, right? But he goes to Delaware. And there are no visitor logs. People come and go. It's nonstop. It's nonstop. The press pool's not allowed near the house. But she goes, this evil bitch goes right for the throat. Well, he goes home to see his dead wife and his dead son. Jenny also has a young daughter who passed away in a car accident. He doesn't go home to see her. I mean, if you're going to lie and spin something, do it right. You're not even good at lying and spinning. I mean, go for the trifecta instead of the shock exacta. Give me a break. I felt bad bringing that up yesterday in the podcast. But hey, now I don't feel so bad about bringing up the death of his young daughter and first wife. I'm sure he feels pretty bad about it, considering where he was at the time it happened. And who he was with. But why pile on? I mean, he has enough problems, believe me.